In business school, we learned a system, a process for decision making. Decision making is a huge subject in business school. It's a very huge, because part of the work of managers is to make critical decisions, strategic decisions. You know, the growth and the expansion of every corporation or any endeavor is a product of insight, you know, by which right decisions are made. Under that concept or subject, we have the transportation model. And there is another model called the game theory. In game theory, essentially what game theory is essentially is that when you are playing a game, as part of decision-making process, your ability to envisage the outcome of the move of your opponent will help you in your decision-making. Under the transportation model, you know how these trucks deliver goods everywhere. You must be able to insightfully construct the motion and the movement of that vehicle so that you won't waste, because there is delivery costs. So if you cannot transport your goods with efficient management of time and also distance traveled, it can erode your profit. So you use that insight. You see, all those trucks you are moving, they are being logged per mile. And each mile is rolling up to the cost of the goods they carry. One reason why all the gas stations don't sell the same price is because of delivery cost. The farther that gas station is from where the depot is, the more you pay on it. But the acquisition cost of it is the same. Are you here or you left? Now, in game theory, there's this model they call the zero sum. A zero sum point. In a zero sum point or situation, whatever decision you make, if there is gain that is accrued, the next move after that will erode the gain. So they call it a zero sum situation. A zero sum situation. So in business decision, if the situation is zero sum, it's not necessary making any decision. Have you left? Yeah. That situation is a critical point, because if you leave decision unmade, you leave it to things outside your control to make that decision for you. In thermodynamics, there is what is also called, thermodynamics essentially is the effect of heat on substance. There is what we call critical point. When pressure and temperature are applied to a substance, it goes into a state that motion a change of state. Did you see that? Like when you boil water, when you boil it sufficiently, there will be a time it will become vapor. And that's what, if you have a whistling kettle, is that vapor coming out that they construct through a small hole. So when it's forcing it out, you will be hearing it as a whistle. Give God a hand clap. Now, in the process of water becoming gas, it gets to a critical point. At that point, it has a product called superficial or critical fluid. And you see, you can't make use of that product, because at that level, water behaves like gas and gas behaves like water. It's a very unique point whereby what you get, you can't use it. It's neither water. The density of that substance is the same both in gas state and in liquid state. It doesn't exist. Give God a hand clap. Lighthouse, life brings us into critical situations. John chapter 4, verse 47. The Bible talked about this man's child being at the point of death. You see, let's have it on NIV, KJV. He was at the point of death. He can't make meaning out of what is happening, and it's outside his control. He's neither dead nor alive. Zero sum. But a lot of people don't know how to manage critical situations. You must be awake to it, because it's a major opportunity for a turning point. Give God a hand clap. So let's take this flyer quickly and let's see what. Fola, did I talk well about business school? Praise God. Praise God. It's the most recent graduate that can tell you if I've told the truth or not. Praise God. You see, please strive to know what you don't know, okay? It's helpful. God will help me. Let's go to chapter verse 2. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at a death point of death. You see, this man was a nobleman, a member of the political class. They have no reason to go to Jesus, but he got to a critical point. You see, Lighthouse, you know why he got to that point? He thought he could manage it all along. You must know at what point to change your strategy. Have you left? You must know. You can't continue living it and looking at it and looking at it. Even in medicine, they say, if symptom, before you exit, praise God, you better go check your doctor. Lighthouse, you cannot leave things in a critical state unattended. You must know how to manage it. Some people give in, some people give up. But Lighthouse is a major opportunity for a turning point, if well managed. Let's go. Let's quickly read this. Verse 2, the first stanza there. It says, point of death is a critical point. Critical point is typically a no definition point. A situation or instance where the outcome of a case is not determinable. It is a point in case where outcome is outside human and natural control. It is a crescendo outside the balance of man. Crescendo just means the climax. There's no word of man to describe it. Critical point is aptly illustrated by thermodynamics, where a critical point is described as the point where liquid and gases coexist at a particular temperature and pressure, thus forming a supercritical, they call it, substance that is neither liquid nor gas. What will you make use of? How will you use that thing, really? Imagine a product like that. It's neither gas nor liquid. At this point, there is no clear definition of the substance produced. The density of liquid and vapor are equal as such a superficial result. At critical point, critical temperature and pressure produces critical fluid. Nothing is determinable. If well understood, it must be observed that a critical point is a turning point. Praise God. Because it can turn this way or it can turn that way. My dear brother and sister, God brought me here today to tell you what to do when you are in a critical situation. Quickly, number one, do not fear. Because the outcome, if you fear, you lost. You release control. Pastor, the case of this man. If you see, fear will paralyze your sense of judgment. Shaking doesn't do anything but shake you. We were on the phone. Those who watched the convention. You see that lady who said he had cancer? She was here last year. She was here, right here, Mrs. Ajiboye. She said when she went to the hospital, they told her she has few hours remaining to live. In her testimony, she said, I have no time to cry. It's a critical time. It was at a point where decisions she made can switch this way or that way. When you get to a critical point, it's not time to cry. It's not time to fall down. It's not time to roll on the floor. It's not time to pull off your gas. Don't misbehave. Praise God. The first thing, do not fear. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 2. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 2. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, I cannot guarantee you'll not have critical points. I can only guarantee if you manage it well, it will be a turning point. Don't forget that. You don't call for it. It happens. You don't need to call for it. God will help me in Jesus' name. Number two, when you have a critical situation, locate God. Look at the case of that man. In that John chapter 4, verse 47, he went from Capernaum to Cana. According to commentary, a day's journey. You must locate God. Going away from God will implicate the situation. Proverbs 16 verse 4. And Psalm 16 rather verse 4. It said, they that go a warring after other gods multiply their sorrow. They are already in a sorry state. But going away from God, not locating God in the circumstance, not hiding it, multiplies it. That's what the Bible says. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. They are hasting after other God. David said, even their blood offering. I won't mention their name in my lips. You must take note of that. Locate who? God. Number three, tell God. John 4:47. He said, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and besought him. My prayer is that you won't waste your last energy. You know what I'm saying? If you have the last energy and you went and give it to voodoo man, you are done. God forbid, not you. That's the only game. That's the only thing remaining. You must be smart and educated. Praise God. Besought God. Don't go anywhere but God. I shared with the church in the first service when we're in that critical point in Lighthouse. Wow. I didn't call council member. Praise God. I look at God. Boom! Flew to Nigeria. Went to camp. Saw nobody, not even my mom. They drove me past in front of my brother's office like this. This is not joke time. This is war time. Those who came to take me, I'm not seeing nobody. Praise God. Locate who? Locate God. And you will find it. Number four. Hear God. Psalm 85, verse 8. You must hear him in your critical. If you can't hear him, I don't know what to say. Because that man heard what Jesus said. He said, go, your son lives. Psalm 85, verse 8. I will hear what the Lord shall speak in the time of distress. He will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. It is that peace that brought us here. I came back and I said, God said, leave church alone. Praise God. God said, he has a fan in his hand. He will purge the floor of his house thoroughly. I remember telling people at that time, I said, if I as pastor come and be cleaning your bedroom, won't you say, pastor, this is too much cake. You know, praise God. No, we don't need that. There's no attention you require from me that will require that kind of action. Praise God. The same thing with this God. We can't take care of his house for him. He knows what to do. And then he told us, game changer. He's going to introduce a game changer. How many of you remember that? He said he hasn't finished. Then he told us, he said, mark where you are. You will not be there at the end of the year. That's not doing of any man. It was God who was taking care of his own business. Praise the Lord. You must hear him. If you don't hear him, there's no way you can come out of it. That child will have gone and died, except that the father had Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Number five is you must believe what he tells you in the circumstance. You must believe what he tells you. John chapter 11, verse 40. John chapter 11, verse 40. He said, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou shouldest believe, thou wouldest see the glory of God. Except that we have believed, you should sure have been washed off. Praise God. You must believe what he asked you to do, and you see a turning point. That's the story of Lazarus. He was, in fact, dead and buried, but it was an opportunity. Jesus said, he said, these things has happened to this man that God might be glorified. The last thing you will see is to see the result that he wants to show to you. I want us to lift up our hands to him this morning and thank him for every critical point designed for your greater glory. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in a terrible critical situation. But do you know that situation was a major turning point in the hand of God? Nebuchadnezzar saw the Son of God in fire. Imagine that situation was not there. But it was a major occasion. The man said, were there not three people? It's my prayer that God, people will see God in a situation they can't get critical about you in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our hands to God and thank him this evening. Don't fear critical situation. Let it be a turning point for your God to show off. Praise God. They put Daniel in the den. He didn't collapse. He did not fear. But his father, his God was there with him. And they brought him out. And everybody that was against him, they threw them there. What a turning point that cleared all his enemies for him. Receive grace today. Don't cry at a critical point. Allow God to show up and turn it to a turning point for you. Father Lord, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for the influence and the affluence of your word. He said, there